Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe. How are you?
I'm well. How's it going?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm very good. We're not alone in the studio today, though. Who have we got here?
We're not. We're joined by Rebecca and Frankie, who are from a show that's happening. It's opening tomorrow, called Can I Get an Underground Location and a Mythical Creature? Can you tell us a little bit about what this show is?
It's like Dungeons and Dragons,
mean.
But people perform it to you. Like your imagination has come to life in front of you.
That is awesome. Mm.
For people who just don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons, can you give us a pocket rundown on how the game goes?
Oh, I'd love to, but I probably know less than they do.
Yeah.
So Dungeons & Dragons is a role-playing game. It's like it used to be for kind of like the nerdiest of nerds, but these days it's gone very, very mainstream. So we've capitalised on that and we are doing it live on stage, completely improvised on
awesome.
The spot. Yeah.
That sounds very cool.
So you guys have a theatre company, an improv company called Improvrished.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tongue twister that we've created
yes.
for people.
Is your history solely in improv theatre, or have you ever delved into like other forms that aren't improv? Or
Individually, yes, but yeah. As a group, we're going to be improv mainly.
Nice.
Yeah. We did once do a show with... We did improv in the middle of a theatre show, but we didn't do the scripted part. We just distracted from it
right.
with our made-up jokes.
Did the rest of the people on the stage know what was going on? Or
yeah.
Did you just appear? Was there some sort of stage bomb thing?
With a show that is purely improvised, like, God, it's such a long name, Can I Get an Underground Location and a Mythical Creature? How do you even prepare for something like that?
So we basically do lots of different exercises which focus in on different techniques.
Mm.
So Rebecca and I both run all the exercises mm-hmm. and we figure out what the group needs more help on, whether or not, like, it's kind of an all-comers group. So if people
yeah.
just need help with basic stage skills, just like projecting, then we'll work on that. But if they need help just learning how to improvise, then we'll do that. And then slowly over the course of a number of weeks, we start performing the show and we build it up longer and longer and longer. So we start off with like a 20-minute show and mm-hmm. then it turns into about a 45-minute show by the end.
Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah. Were you both fans of Dungeons & Dragons before this show came to be, or...?
I am.
Yep.
I listen to a lot of Dungeons & Dragons podcasts.
Cool.
Oh my gosh.
Which is kind of why I wanted to do the show. But there's a very mixed bag of Dungeons & Dragons experience levels in the group, leading right down to Frankie, who... Have you ever played Dungeons?
Never played Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, you
completely green, completely
yeah.
green.
But that kind of, I think, adds to the charm, because it does mean occasionally I'll make a really bold call, and our dungeon master, who plays four different games a week.
Okay, right.
He's super into Dungeons and Dragons. He will immediately call me out and tell me that I can't do that.
That's not a thing you
so,
can
yeah,
do.
So yeah, it does kind of create a little moment of comedy where I look like I'm an idiot, but it's kind of my character on stage just being a fool, so I don't mind so much.
And I guess part of Dungeons and Dragons is when you do create your character. Is that going to be happening on stage, or do you have fully formed characters already? Or?
Yes, we have a very exciting dice that I made, which has six
cool.
different character classes on it. So
oh.
at the start of the show, the audience, our dungeon master will get the audience to roll that, and then that is when we will know what our characters
oh
are.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. That's very cool.
That sounds amazing. And I guess if you're not a Dungeons & Dragons fan, as an audience member, like, can you still go along and enjoy it and get it? And is it for you?
Most definitely.
Awesome.
That's why I'm on the team, to make sure that the
yep.
show is still accessible for everyone.
Cool. Yeah.
Because, I mean, my parents are coming and I don't think they know what Dungeons & Dragons is full
no.
stop.
Yeah. Zoe, you're a bit of a Dungeons & Dragons gal, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes,
I am. I was just saying to these guys earlier, like, trying to weasel my way into a Dungeons & Dragons night, so now I hope that happens. But
if people want to go and see this show, how and when and where can they do that?
Oh, very excitingly. You can go to the Auckland Fringe website. We have 4 shows. It starts tomorrow. And all the ticket links are there. There's nothing else called Can I Get an Underground Location and a Mythical Creature? So it's a fairly straightforward Google.
Excellent. And you guys are on at several locations. So the show tomorrow is at Nathan Homestead. But then later on the 2nd and the 3rd of March, it's at Cakes and Ladders, which is such a good spot. I love going there.
Is that the Games Cafe up on Simon Street? Ah, that's a perfect venue for this show.
Cakes. Yeah. And also at MoTat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. We kind of weirdly got a partnership with MoTat because we keep doing improv there and they keep asking us back.
Awesome. Shout outs to MoTat. Well,
thank
Museum
you so much.
Museum of Transport Technology and Dungeons and Dragons. There we go. Hey, thank you both very much. It sounds like an awesome show. Cheers for popping up this morning. And we'll see you very shortly, Zoe, for Culture Club.
Yep.
Woohoo.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
It certainly was. And we're going to listen to Go